The Day She Came Back, by Amanda Prowse. Performed by the author. It was late August, and had been one of those long, lazy, hazy days of summer, when the sun rose slowly and lingered late into the evening. Victoria had moaned about the fierce heat, knowing full well that on chilly winter days she would give anything for a glimpse of the sun. It took all of her strength to lift a hand and swat the darned fly away from the front of her face. In this balmy clime, Rosebank, their large, square, red-bricked Edwardian home on the outskirts of Epsom, with its rolling downs and only a short train ride from the hubbub of the capital, felt closer to an African savannah than the suburbs, especially if that savannah had a Pizza Express, a Waitrose, and a roaring social scene based around the horse racing calendar. Not that Victoria's social life was roaring. The truth was, it didn't even mule. She and her gran, Prim, had mostly spent the day lying on the wide wooden veranda that ran along the back of the house, with buttons undone, shorts rolled or skirts lifted, and with wide-brimmed hats askew on their heads, in the hope of shielding their pale freckled skin from the harsh sun. Victoria, in a familiar pose, held a book close to her face, squinting behind her sunglasses. Her long, curly chestnut hair, shot through with gold, was tied loosely at the nape of her narrow neck, while Prim prayed aloud to the good Lord above for a breeze. "Does he ever actually answer your prayers, Prim?" Victoria asked, lifting her eyes briefly from the pages of her novel. The older woman looked wistfully out over the wide bowl of the lake, which her grandparents had, by all accounts, dug out by hand, wielding shovels and two rickety wheelbarrows for a whole summer, long before the days of regulated planning permission. "Yes, sometimes, but not always." Prim took a slow intake of breath and pulled a handkerchief from her sleeve, as she was wont to do from time to time when her grief bubbled to the surface and caused ripples of sadness, even on a glorious day like this.
"I do miss him."
"I know." Victoria reached out and laid her palm over the crepey back of Prim's hand. The old lady nodded and sniffed. Victoria now abandoned her book entirely. "I always think how unfair it is that you lost my mum and then Grandpa."
"Well, life isn't fair, is it? And besides, I got you, so it wasn't all bad. And now, my darling, you have finished school and are, I believe, almost fully formed. No longer precocious, but mature. An industrious coper, the very best kind of person."
Prim smiled and returned the slightly moistened handkerchief to the depths of her sleeve.
"But yes, you are right. It is monstrously unfair.